Well, thank you all for inviting me to be with you today. Thank you for coming. I want to talk to you today about don't let this happen to you. Picture this. A letter arrives in the mail. It's from an attorney, and it's not your attorney. So, your heart starts pounding. You tear it open. And it reads, "Dear Mr. Jones, you have used my client's intellectual property without permission. You must hereby cease and desist to using this immediately. You must remove this infringing content from your website and destroy any marketing materials containing it. In addition, you must submit $5,000 as a retrospective license for having used it. We request that you comply with these demands within 10 days, or we will be forced to initiate court proceedings. Sincerely, XXXS Esquire." Well, you say, what is this attorney talking about? Cease and desist, demand for $5,000. Is this some sort of scam? I don't have the time or money to waste on this. I spent big money on those marketing materials. I hired a graphic designer. I hired a marketing firm. They're supposed to know what they're doing because they're pros. I relied on them. I'm not going to destroy these materials just because I received some letter. Yes, I think it's another scam. I'm just going to ignore it and go on my way. Well, this letter may be annoying, but it shouldn't be ignored out of hand. Could you receive a letter like that? Who of us has a website or a blog, posts to social media? Let's see a show of hands. Right, it's just about all of us. As business owners, we have a public presence. We have to be visible. And the info I have to share with you today is very important to protect you and your business and that public presence. In my years of work in copyright law compliance and education, I've identified the 10 biggest copyright mistakes that small businesses make that could land them in court, could result in this scenario that I've just described. This is a potential nightmare, right? Right. Well, if I had more time to spend with you today, we could discuss all 10 in some detail. But because I have limited time, I'm going to share just two of the biggest copyright mistakes small businesses make and offer you later the opportunity to explore the rest and to learn some tips to avoid them. But first, we need a little background. What is this thing called copyright anyway? And why is it a big deal? And it's a big deal for all of us in our everyday lives. Copyright law protects original works of authorship that have been fixed in a tangible medium. Let me say that again. Copyright protects original works of authorship that have been fixed in a tangible medium. This concept of copyright appears in the U.S. Constitution, where the founders of the writers of the Constitution have said, Congress shall have power to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discourses. So this was meant to encourage in the new America, the new United States, the development of an American culture by giving the creator a monopoly, in effect, for a short time. That copyright holder has the exclusive rights to copy or reproduce the work, to distribute it, to make derivative works, translations and whatnot, and to publicly display or publicly perform the work. Now, this had talked about original works of authorship, and you may say, well, that's just written stuff. But can you see how these rights could apply to not only written works, but also art, music, recordings, etc.? Copying, distributing, making derivative works, publicly displaying or performing. Now, I know this seems complicated and confusing, but please just try to hang in there with me. We've been taught to look for a notice of copyright. You know that C in a circle thing, you see this on my shirt here. It usually has a C in a circle and a year, and it might say all rights reserved, correct? How many of us have had that drilled into us in school so that we knew that it was important? We knew we couldn't just take something that had this C in a circle on it. We knew not to just take it and use it. And if there was no C in a circle, that it was okay to use because it was not protected by copyright. So we didn't understand why. We just knew with the fear instilled in us that this was important. Well, surprise, surprise, that C in a circle with all rights reserved is no longer required. That's right, the C in a circle is no longer required. And registration with the U.S. Copyright Office in order to be copyrighted and to use that circle is no longer required either. So if we go back to what copyright is, it protects original works of authorship that have been fixed in a tangible medium. It doesn't say anything about after you've registered it, or that you must put a C copyright in a notice to place it on the work. So the absence of the copyright notice, that C in a circle, is not a reliable indication of the status of the work. Now, this dropping of those requirements happened in 1989. So we're still going to see stuff with copyright, you know, C in a circle, but we're going to start seeing things without that. And so it's hard to know what's copyright protected and what's not, if we can use something and what we can't. So we can't go by the C in a circle anymore. We can't even search the copyright office and find out if something is protected by copyright. I mean, that would be an extra step, but we would have had to have done that in the past. Then, just to make matters a little worse, complicated, along comes the Internet, and it seems like anything goes. It seems to many people as if, well, if this information is on the Internet, that means it's floating out there in the air, and it's free to use. It's free to just grab it and use it. After all, if the creator didn't want us to use it, they wouldn't put it out there, right? And besides, I've got the technology that lets me copy it and paste it and use it. So, you know, with the Internet age, it must be a different ball game. Well, in fact, content on the Internet is copyright protected because putting it on the Internet, you know, on a web page, on a PowerPoint, whatever, on a PDF, is being fixed in a tangible medium. So basically, what we want to do is to assume that any content is protected by copyright until we can determine otherwise. And this applies to written, video, audio, blogs, social media postings, photographs, whatever. Just assume, it's safer to assume that that's protected until you can determine otherwise. So you remember our letter from that attorney. I want to help you avoid that nightmare, to avoid those letters that stop you in your tracks, that scare you to death. They might be false. It might be a scam. It might be a mistake, but you can't just ignore it. As I said earlier, I would like to offer you an opportunity to learn more about these other mistakes and how you can avoid them. So please go to my website at managecopyright.com and fill in the form on the right to receive my free report, The 10 Biggest Copyright Mistakes Small Businesses Make That Could Land Them in Court and How to Avoid Them. That's managecopyright.com, managecopyright.com, and you'll see that in your program handout. Our goal is to manage copyright. Don't let it manage you. Now, you can decide that it's not ever going to happen to me, or I'm so small that nobody would notice. Well, if you can find information on the Internet, you can be found using that information. It's a whole new world, and I want you to be aware. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be aware and informed, to have a plan in place, to not be taken by surprise. That's why my motto is to manage copyright. Don't let it manage you. Don't let it freeze you in fear. Don't let it just be something that rolls off your back as if it doesn't apply to you. Thank you for your time and for listening, and I'd be happy to take some questions. But please remember that I have that free report for you at managecopyright.com. Thank you.